Proclamation number 6865 of 4th of July, 1957. Activity of love. Law on earth and in the hereafter. The same law applies to every human being on earth and every being in the spiritual kingdom, to be active in love. On earth the activity of love helps to achieve perfection and must therefore also be practiced by the still imperfect beings in the kingdom of the beyond so that they progress on the path to ascent. And once the height has been reached, once the being has reached perfection to such an extent that it is now receptive to light, then steadfast activity of love will make this being happy again, because this now means passing on the light which it receives itself. Because steadfast activity of love is divine working, thus fulfilling the law of eternity. For love is everything. It guarantees union with God and eternal bliss, redemption of the still imperfect spiritual, preservation of all existing and also the emergence of constantly new creations, which have their foundation in divine order and is greater than great love. Love is the power that is constantly active in the entire universe, in the earthly and in the spiritual realm. It is the divine law itself, and a violation of it is also irrevocably an act of destruction which not only affects earthly creations but also becomes recognizable in spiritual states to the one to whom this law is sacred. Therefore it cannot remain concealed in the spiritual kingdom if the beings have violated the law of love, for they themselves, which were beings of most perfect beauty in the beginning, have become deformed, disgusting beings and as such are also recognizable to the beings of light, which, however, do not turn away from them in disgust but in merciful love want to help them back to their former form, which corresponds to the law of divine order. Without love there is no order, no harmony, no peace, without love there is no bliss. And all states which a being feels to be deficient or tormenting are evidence that the being lacks love, that it has stepped out of divine order. And all these conditions will not change until the being itself has changed to love. But this is not to be understood as a person's external appearance on earth, which lacks perfect beauty, indeed often shows deformities which give rise to questions and doubts. For such an external form can conceal a well-designed soul which is voluntarily taken on such an external form, for the sake of its certain perfection. And deformed souls can also dwell in outwardly perfected people, for it is merely a matter of the spiritual being, which therefore has to place itself under the law of divine order in order to be blissfully happy. For a life of love only creates spiritual values, for earthly things pass away but works of love follow the human being into eternity. If people on earth could already see spiritually then the effect of the activity of love on the souls would also be apparent to them, and they would only ever gaze in amazement at the perfected beauties which walk amongst them. Such evidence, however, cannot be given to people who, in all freedom, have to fit into the law of divine order. And likewise, their spiritual friends and helpers can only approach the unfinished souls in the beyond in a veiled way, and in all freedom of will they have to follow their advice, which only ever amounts to activity in love. But they cannot be released from this law, from its fulfillment. Love must also break through in them, otherwise they will eternally be unable to attain beatitude. For only love cancels the separation from God, only love brings about the union with Him. And only love returns the being to the state of perfection in which it once emerged from God's hand. Amen.